Welcome everyone to today's mindfulness meditation practice session. Today I'm going to teach you a technique, a tool called RAIN, to help you work with difficult emotions such as anger, sadness, and fear. Before we practice RAIN, I'm going to invite you to meditate, to practice mindfulness meditation for about 5 minutes. Let's begin. Please choose a posture that's comfortable for you. You can be seated on a chair, lying down on your back, or sitting on the floor in a cross-legged position. It's your choice. Your hands can be in your lap or on your thighs or at your sides. Your eyes can be open or closed. If you choose to close them, that is fine. If you choose to leave them open, have them gazing downward, a few feet in front of you towards the floor. Now I invite you to take 3 full breaths, deep breaths. I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with kindness, curiosity, non-judgment, and seeing things as they are. No add-on. For this meditation, you can choose one of 3 anchors, A-N-C-H-O-R, anchor, like a ship throws out an anchor to prevent it from being tossed and turned, from moving around in the sea. One of 3 anchors, either the sounds around you, the sensations of the breath, or the body sensations. Choose one of these 3, please, and concentrate on those sensations, either the sensations of the sounds, the sensations of the body, or the sensations of the breath. We're going to practice in this way for the next 5 minutes or so. And if you've chosen the breath, I invite you, if you have another choice, you can choose to feel the breath in the abdomen, in the chest, or in the nostrils. Please choose only one of the 3. And if your mind wanders at any time away from your anchor, as soon as you've noticed your mind has wandered to thinking, remembering, planning, whatever it may be, as soon as you notice, return your attention to the anchor you've chosen. Let's practice in this way for a few moments. Thank you so much for your practice. Now feel free to open your eyes if they're closed and to return your attention back into the room. Now I'd like you to reflect for a moment. What is your relationship with the difficult emotions you have at times? Some examples of difficult emotions include anger, sadness, fear, and shame. What is your relationship? Choose one, perhaps one that stands out in your mind. What is your relationship to this difficult emotion these days? Do you react out of anger? Do you yell at your partner, coworker, or kid? Do you isolate out of fear? What is your relationship? What is your internal relationship with your emotion in addition to how you might act in the world due to the emotion? Take a moment and reflect. Do you allow the emotion? Do you resist it? Are you immediately urged to react in the world with your actions? You can write down or just note in your mind, what is your current relationship when you have a difficult emotion? Thank you for your reflection. Now I'm going to tell you about a practice, a technique, a tool for working with our difficult emotions. It's called RAINN, R-A-I-N-N. The R stands for recognize. Recognize what emotion or emotions is or are here. The A stands for allow. Can we allow this emotion, these emotions to be here? The I stands for investigate. Investigate, what does the emotions feel like in the body? How does the emotion affect the breath, the sensations of the breath? Investigate. The N stands for not identify with. Can we realize that the emotion is transient and is passing through us? It's not going to be here forever. It is not us. It is not me. It is not you. It will pass through us eventually. The second N stands for nurture. The way I typically like to nurture when I'm practicing rain in the midst of a difficult emotion is to ask myself, what would it feel like to bring myself some kindness? What would it feel like to bring myself some kindness right now? And then feel. I'm going to quickly go over the rain practice using an example from my own practice, and then we'll practice together. Each of you will have the opportunity to work with your own difficult emotion or emotions. Before going outside of my house, sometimes with my dog, sometimes without my dog, I sometimes have fear of crowds, maybe. I have a little latent social anxiety of other people, fear of other people, what they might say, what they might do, perhaps something harmful. So I decided one day to practice rain with this fear of leaving the house, of interacting with others in the world, outside of my computer, for example. The R is for recognize. I could recognize that fear is here. Sometimes we can't recognize what's here. We think we might be having an emotion, but we don't know quite what it is or what the emotions are. That's perfectly okay. You can still go on to the next step, which is allow. A is for allow. Sometimes it's easier for me to allow the emotion of fear to be here compared to other times. Also for me, it's typically easier to allow sadness and anger even, compared to fear, which is difficult for me to allow. Just make a note of how difficult or easy it is for you to allow whatever difficult emotion is here to be here. If there's some resistance to the emotion, work with that in the next step. The A is for allow. Allow it to be here. The I is for investigate. What does the emotion feel like in the body? What sensations am I feeling? My mouth is watering. Maybe I'm a little hungry. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice, return to the sensations. I just got distracted by a thought, maybe I'm hungry. Investigate, how does the emotion feel in the body? What's happening with the breath? I notice my breath is faster, more shallow. There's a density, a solidity on my chest. Continue to investigate. There's a pulsing at my arm. There's an itch here. There's a vibration there. Just notice, feel the sensations, investigate. The first N stands for not identify with. And this basically means feel how the sensations are changing. feel how they're transient. The emotion is transient. Can you realize that the emotion is transient by feeling the changes in the sensations? Not identify with. This emotion is not you. It is passing through you. This fear is not me. It does not define me. I'm not identifying with the fear. It's passing through me. And I can feel it changing as I'm practicing. The second N is for nurture. Bring yourself some kindness. Can you feel any gratitude for having done this practice for yourself and for loved ones, people you might otherwise react to? The rain practice allows us to respond skillfully to the causes of these difficult emotions rather than react in a way we may later regret. So now I've given you an example of how I practice rain with fear. Now we're going to each of us practice rain with our own difficult emotion together. Well, each individual will practice rain with his or her or their own difficult emotion or emotions. Again, you can take a comfortable posture. The same instructions apply as before. Your eyes can be open or closed, your hands wherever they're comfortable. And again, take 3 deep breaths. We're going to meditate for a few minutes using the same instructions as before. Choose one of the 3 anchors, the sounds, the body sensations, or the breath sensations. And if you choose a breath, choose one of 3 places, the abdomen, the chest, or the nostrils, and concentrate on the sensations of the anchor you've chosen. Now I invite you to notice, is there a difficult emotion that is here for you now? A difficult emotion, such as anger, sadness, or fear, that is here for you now. If there is, and it's mild to moderate, please work with that emotion that's here now. If there's no emotion here for you now that you can recognize, think back over the past week, couple weeks or so, to a time when you were having a difficult emotion. Please choose something mild to moderate, say a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Bring that time to mind, the situation to mind. Picture yourself in that situation, doing the things you were doing, the instigators perhaps of the difficult emotion, what exactly happened, and bring the emotion to mind. If you're working with an emotion now, bring that to your current awareness. Now, can you recognize, R is for recognize, what emotion is here? There can be multiple emotions that are here. What emotions are here? If you can't recognize an emotion, that's perfectly okay. You can just practice the investigate step with the sensations. And sometimes, once we practice the investigate step and the allow step, we get clarity on what emotions are here. Because the body sensations, the breath sensations, give us information about our emotions, can tell us what emotion or emotions are here. The A is for allow. Let's work with allowing the emotion, the sensations of the emotion to be here. Allow. If you feel resistance, you can choose to work with the resistance. What does the resistance feel like? take a few minutes and work with A. Allow and I. Investigate together. Investigate. What are the sensations of the emotion in the body? What are the sensations of the breath that are due to this emotion, that are this emotion? What do they feel like? What do the sensations feel like? And A, allow. Can you allow these sensations to be here, whatever they are? Whatever they feel like, can you allow them to be here? Now, if you're experiencing some sensation that is very uncomfortable or painful, one technique you can use to work with this pain or discomfort is to titrate your attention. You can bring your attention to a different part of the body where the sensations are neutral or more pleasant. I invite you to work with A, allow, I, investigate right now, and use the titration technique if you're experiencing something very uncomfortable or painful. The first N stands for not identify with. This consists in experiencing the changing sensations. Change is the operative word here. They are changing. At moment to moment, all the time, constantly changing. Can you feel a pulsing stop for a few moments? Can you feel a burning, a heat, increase in intensity, then decrease in intensity? Can you feel a density, lightening, becoming more airy? Experience the changes in the sensations, not identify with. This emotion is not you. These emotions are not you. They're passing through you. They will pass through. The second N is for nurture. Can you bring yourself some kindness? Some kindness for having done this technique, for having practiced this tool to work with your difficult emotions, both for yourself and for your loved ones, and for other beings around you. Bring yourself some kindness. If you are confused about how to do that, ask yourself, what would it feel like for me to bring myself some kindness? What would it feel like? And feel and breathe. As we end the meditation, I invite you to whatever you're going to do next, perhaps you're going to just be, to continue with this end, this nurture. Have a background of bringing yourself some kindness. Mindfulness meditation can be simple, but not easy. Thank you so much for your practice and sending you kindness.